clap your hands. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm excited. You know, always it meant to come into your car, your house, on your job. You know what? Even on your cell phone. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm excited. You know, God is so good to us. Amen, that he gave us a new mercy today. But listen, my friend, I want to put your mindset in the atmosphere, amen, and consciously knowing that on this week, as you were, next week, December the 5th through the 7th, that's right, December the 5th through the 7th, we are having our annual fellowship meeting. And what that means is that every year we come together in 1015 Main Street in the city or the town of Colfax, Louisiana at VCOC, Victory Christian Outreach Center, and we have a three-day fellowship meeting, preaching, singing, whatever, however the Lord wants teaching, however the Lord wants us to minister into his people. Now, I have a great lineup. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our theme for this conference, as you were, our fellowship, is people called by the name of Jesus. I know that there are people out there that are Xing Jesus out of their life. The name. Amen. Praise God. But I want to invite you to visit, amen, this particular fellowship December the 5th through the 7th, Friday night. We start at 7:30. Pastor Kenneth Williams, amen, would be our speaker. Amen, praise God. And then Saturday, the 6th, that morning, we're going to have a men and women section. In the men's sections, amen, praise the Lord, we're going to be talking about eschatology. Eschatology, meaning the end of times. And we have qualified, amen, men like Bishop Lenore Tillery, amen, praise God, Elder, amen, praise the Lord, Leonard Ford. These men are scholars in these areas. They're going to be revealing end time prophecy to us. You don't want to miss those classes. Those classes start at 9:30 a.m. Also, then Saturday night at 7 o'clock on the 6th, amen, Pastor or Bishop Benjamin Harris, amen, from the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Also, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., we will have Pastor Maurice McPipe. I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome fellowship meeting. I'm excited about it. Amen. This is located, the location is Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Look, I'm the host pastor. Normally I preach on that Sunday, but these young men who have given themselves and consecrated themselves and, amen, have studied, amen, where we are today in the scripture, they're going to be expounding through the Holy Ghost, amen, as God inspired them and move up on them to preach and teach to us in this fellowship meeting. So God bless you. You'll hear more about it as you look in on the internet. You will also see the different flyers that are being put out. We're excited about it. I look forward to seeing you, amen, on those days, the Lord's will. Now, let's go to the Word of God for today. Today, I want to talk from 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, as you were, the 13th chapter, and verse number 5. That's right, 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and verse number 5. And this is so important to everyone that has had a spiritual relationship or have a spiritual relationship with God. This is the hour that the Bible has spoken to us that, amen, that will become a time when there will be also a hunger for the Word of God. It won't be for food, but it's going to be for the Word of God. Also, this is the hour that we're living in that we must examine, and this is what the scriptures say, examine ourselves. Verse number 5, Paul is talking as the second epistle to the church in Corinthians. He says to them, examine yourself whether you are in the faith, because there's a lot of waveriness that is going on now in our church settings. There's a lot of teachings that are not according to scripture. And I must tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need to slow down. Slow down. We need to take heed. We need to realize that what brought us over here was a conviction, amen, praise the Lord, that was preached to our soul through the gospel. We was the gospel of Jesus Christ convicted you to repent of your sins and to turn your soul over to God and be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you right off that there's no other name. There's no other. I don't care if they come up with whatever. There's no another or other name that, amen, praise the Lord, that can give you salvation. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of people writing stuff. Amen. And I see it this way. Amen. As I examine myself to see if I'm in the faith, I know the Word made me alive. And Peter said, you are quickened through the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And ye had he quickened who was dead in your trespasses and sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. God quickened us. That means that the Holy Ghost came. He made us alive. He gave us the way of salvation. Amen. Praise God. Jesus gave us the way of salvation. He showed us how to have salvation. We use that name. And I want to tell y'all something. There is power in the name of Jesus. You can say what you want to say. I don't care. God had many names. But to us in the English, his name has been translated down, amen, to say Jesus. And God has blessed us. He has healed us through this name. He has filled us with the Holy Ghost through this name. He has worked miracles in your life through this name. And these are the last days. And people are coming up with all types of teaching to deter you, to sway you that they done found something new. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They done found something new. We've been misled. Let me tell you something, my friend. When I was in my sins, when I was in the pits of hell, when I walked according to the course of this world as a child of disobedience, listening to the prince of the air, listening to Satan working in my flesh, praise God. Amen. God came and delivered me out of a nightclub. Now, I know some folks say that ain't true, but I want to let you know God delivered me off the dance floor. I don't know where he delivered you from, but he came to me and delivered me out of a darkness situation, conditions that people, amen, would even have the audacity to think that God can do it. The power of God is real, and the name of Jesus Christ is real. So Paul tells them, he says, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Because there's a lot of things that being preached that doesn't add up to God's word. I don't know about you all, but we know there's a new movement in town. But I don't know about you all, but I'm going to keep what I have. Now, I want to share something with you. God said, thou shalt not have no other God before me. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus 20 and 4. So if we take another name for God other than what he's already given us, amen, praise the Lord, that means that you have to go and do your salvation all over again. That means that you don't have what you have. That means that what's been preached to you is not right. That means that what you've been listening to and how you got delivered, and some of you, you know you've been delivered, you know you've been changed, and you know, praise God, that the power of God became intimate with you and that you received deliverance through the name of Jesus. And I don't care if they come up and explain, look, amen, praise the Lord, a whole new language, a whole new translations or whatever, praise the Lord, and change alphabets from here to there. God gave you what you needed to be saved. This gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, I'm going to put it this way. The birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the promise that he sent back the Holy Ghost into our hearts, into our spirits, and that we were converted and that we were born again of the water and of the Spirit. That's enough for me to know that I experienced what Jesus came here for, to reconcile us back to God. He is our redemption. He is our salvation. And I want to tell you that no other name. You could come up with whatever you want to come up with, but there's no other name that's going to deliver you like Jesus. And I know I got thousands of witnesses. God would not give his glory to another name. God would not give his power to another name. God would not give his wisdom and knowledge to another name. I don't have to begin all over again. I have what God has given me is the truth. And I got it through the gospel. Obeyed the scripture. And the scriptures changed my life. I don't know if I have any witnesses out there in radio land. I don't know if I have any witnesses. Maybe you seeking some other kind of power. But when I examine myself, I look at how messed up I was. And when I got rebuked by a preacher and told me that I repent for the remission of my sin and be baptized in his wonderful name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, I obeyed those scriptures, and the power of God came into my life and circumcised my heart and filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if I have any witnesses out there that I want to tell you something. You better hold on to this truth, because Jesus had already told us there are going to be many that are going to come in his name. Yes, we can say Yahshua. Amen. We can say Yahshua. We can say Yahweh. We can say, amen, Jehovah. We can, you know, we can say Elohim. You got to understand all that. We can say Lord. We got to understand all these different types of names, praise the Lord. But to us, in the translation that he given to us in this America, his name is Jesus to us. Amen. When I was in Germany, his name was Christos, amen, praise the Lord, because of their language. And we need to understand this, that in different places, amen, amen, different ethnicities, Jesus is spoken. His name is characterized in their language. But the same power, God, the God Almighty, the Elohim, the I am that I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. That God that I'm talking about. Yeah, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He was the one that filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you something. There ain't no other gospel. Paul said, examine yourself. See whether you are in the faith. He said, know ye not yourselves. He digging deep here. He said, know ye not yourselves how that Jesus Christ is in you. Is he in you? Are you convicted that the scripture came alive in you? Hallelujah. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost up in this place today. And I want the church to know that it was through his blood, my God, here today. Hey, glory to God. It was through his blood that he brought redemption to us. And Paul says, examine yourself. Know ye not yourselves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobated. I know he's in me. I know he's in me. I know how I used to be. And I know after I obeyed the scripture, after I obeyed what the words say, that God changed my life. Yes, I trust this gospel. And I teach, amen, this gospel of Jesus Christ for my salvation. I was excited this morning as the Lord began to talk to me, and he began to instruct me into the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, and verse number 7. The Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, having predestined, as a matter of fact, let me go up. I want to go up to the third verse. In Ephesians 1 and 3, Paul writes to the church, the believers of Jesus Christ. He writes to them, he said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according that he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. We were in not only the mind of God, but we were in the, amen, God's, amen, purpose to be saved. Amen. If you have not come into the knowledge of this salvation, you need to read and see God. So God predestined us, amen, from the foundation of the world. I can't change up. Hallelujah. I said, I can't change up because from the foundation of the world, when it came time, I found God because it was predestined for me to find the Lord, just as you. And I called on that name, Jesus. And when I called on that name, salvation came. My God, in this studio this morning, I want you to know you better hold on to what God gave you. You have experienced the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And God had predestined us from the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us and unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure of his will. Amen. Pray, Lord. The good pleasure of his will. He didn't leave you in sin. He gave you a way out. You better examine yourself. You know what? You need to examine yourself. God gave you a way out. That's why you've been hollering about or talking about you've been saved. And if you've been saved, you know it was not on your own. You know it wasn't by no other name. My God, it's too late in the evening for us to worry about, amen, praise the Lord, our identity. Amen, praise the Lord, how we've been treated. I want to know how to get to heaven. And I have the way of going to heaven. I don't care about all this other stuff. I'm not trying to overthrow. I'm just trying to keep what God gave me because I've tasted heaven. Glory be to God. I said, I taste the goodness of God. I feel like John now in 1 John. Amen. Praise God. In 1 John, John said this in the first epistle of John. He says, amen, in the first chapter, he says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. My God, here today, the word of life. You got to know this thing. You got to examine yourself. You got to understand that the word came to you one day. My God, the word, Ikaya, the word came to you and changed you. That word, the word of life, the word was spoken to you. The word of life. Amen. Praise God. God changed you. He says, for the life was manifested. God was manifested. And we seen that Jesus was manifested. And we bear witness and we show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested unto us. Amen. He said, that which we have seen and heard, declare unto you, that also ye might have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I tell you, when I get into this word and I get back and I begin to examine myself, I look at these things, I am excited to know, praise the Lord, that, listen, you can't overthrow me, amen, with your ideologies and your methodologies and your concern about your identities and your lineage and all these things. I'm going to let Jesus handle all that. All I want to do is have this word, glory to God, to make sure that I be spiritually transformed, amen, by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what's that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In the book of Romans, I love what Paul said to the church in Colossians, where he talks to the church in Colossians about the same things about examining ourselves and keeping the word of eternal life. Amen. As he says to us in Colossians 1, amen, he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, amen, by the will of God, unto Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. And we know Christ is the Messiah. There are some people that want to preach, but they don't believe that Christ has come. They don't believe that he's the Messiah. They don't believe that Jesus is the anointed one. Amen. Praise God. But they want to preach and teach the Bible, but they themselves have not been born of the Spirit. They themselves would not embrace. Some of them are still under the law. They're still under the law. And I understand that some folk, amen, praise the Lord, just need to just shut their mouths, amen, and seek a good teacher and humble themselves, amen, to listen at the gospel so that they can be saved. This Bible, yes, it's been handled by man, but God inspired man, holy man. Glory be to God. God don't make no error. You can't correct God. I don't care who you are. God don't make no error. He gave us what we need to be saved. Yeah, names and translations, yeah, they changed because of ethnicities. But it still doesn't mean that the word that we got to have from God is not sound. This is a sound word. I feel like Peter now. Who else have the words, God, of eternal life? So here we say we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith He's telling the Corinthians, the Colossians, that we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love which we have for all saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Amen. He's talking beyond this world. Some of y'all worrying about what you don't have in this world. You better talk about the hope. Go by Shata. You better see. You better get your mind on the hope beyond this world. He's talking about the hope beyond. Are you preparing yourself for heaven? Are you preparing yourself knowing that you got to die one day and stand before a God that's going to judge us all? My fight is not with you, brothers and sisters. My fight is with the devil that want to overthrow you from the gospel. That's what my fight is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Paul is saying here, for the hope which is laid up in heaven, whereof ye before in the word of the truth, you heard in the word of the truth of the gospel. The gospel is true. You can't overthrow it. You can't overthrow the gospel. I don't care how many books you come up with, how many different translations of what you think is missing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I still say God gave us what we need to be saved. Now, Romans, as Paul talked to the Roman ministry, those Gentiles in Romans, in the third chapter, amen, he talks to them in verse number 24. He said, being justified freely by grace, we have through the redemption in Jesus Christ, we have redemption. Jesus is our redemption. And you can't change that. You can't change what God has done. So now, there are teachings springing up, want to remove the name of Jesus from being our redemption. And these are called, as Paul said, these type of teachers that are springing up in these last days are called seducing spirits. Paul calls them seducing spirits. Not only do he call them seducing spirits, but he called them seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. He was telling you to examine yourself. But also he says to Timothy, he said, now the Spirit speak expressly that in the latter time, these days, some shall depart from the faith. You got people leaving the faith. You have people leaving the faith, going on to establish their own way. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Yeah, these are the last days. They sound good. They studious. I'm telling you, they sharp. But you got to have a spirit of discernment. You got to be studied up. You got to be fast up. You got to see the changes that are coming. And let me tell you something. If you have the Holy Ghost, God ain't going to let you sit there and surrender him to some new doctrine. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. There are many doctrines. There's a lot of stuff that's being mixed toward our salvation. But Paul warns Timothy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He warns them. I also warn you that are called by the name of the Lord. Take heed to yourself. Amen. Take heed to yourself. Amen. And listen, why are you taking heed? Examine yourself. See if this scripture is fitting you. And I'm getting ready, praise the Lord, to tell you this. I want to tell you this. Continue in the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And as Paul says in Galatians 1:6,